Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's top three stories.
413 News Radio 92.3. It has just been one heck of a great weather day today. It's been very busy today. And what I want to do for you, by the way, I'm Chris Bryan, Austin Price over there. I want to make sure you formally introduce. That's right. Here are the three important things you really need to know this afternoon.
All right. Well, starting with number one, an incident Thursday evening at a Pace Youth Sports Complex on Chemukla Highway sparked reports of an active shooter and sent families running. It's now under investigation by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The Pace Athletic Recreation Association said that a man threatened to shoot an umpire and implied he had a gun in his truck. Witnesses say the confrontation sent kids and parents into a panic and the ballpark was evacuated. However, no one's been arrested for the incident at this time.
Okay. Number two, affordable military housing took center stage at Thursday's Pensacola City Council. Meeting, council members voted to authorize $790,000 to buy land for an affordable military housing project. Mayor Reeves said earlier in the week before the vote, there isn't a location identified as yet for the project. The grant requires the city to close on a property by June 30th, 2027. Got to get this done under the terms of the grant. The city must buy land and have the housing built and in use by military members within 5 years of purchase.
And thirdly, the FBI arrested a Wisconsin judge this morning for allegedly hiding a previously deported illegal immigrant in her jury room in order to stop him from being arrested by ICE. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested and charged with obstruction of an official proceeding after evidence confirmed she had shielded the migrant from ICE agents. She was also charged with concealing an individual to prevent discovery and arrest. Federal agents attempted to arrest an undocumented male who was a Mexican national following his scheduled criminal court appearance before Dugan on April 18th to face three misdemeanor battery charges for allegedly beating up two people. Dugan demanded that the officers proceed to the chief judge's office and, after his hearing ended, escorted Flores Ruiz and his attorney out a restricted jury door, bypassing the public area where agents were waiting in order to help him avoid arrest. My goodness. And with it already being 4:15, let's get your traffic and weather together.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, do have some heavy backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, just heading over Escambia Bay, heading in the direction of the Milton area. Do have some backups because of an accident. Very heavy at this time. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Also have some issues on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And maybe some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees. It's going to be a low of 67 tonight. This weekend, going to have highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
It almost seems like this is becoming a daily affair, reporting these type stories. A man in the country illegally has been charged with sexually abusing a young boy here in Florida. Sue Guzman has the report.
Police say a previously deported Mexican man living in the U.S. illegally has been arrested in the sexual battery of a teenage boy while playing hide-and-seek in Charlotte County. 20-year-old Samuel Cobos Carmona is accused of assaulting a 13-year-old boy in the teen's backyard in Punta Gorda, Florida. Cobos Carmona first entered the country illegally in 2021, was caught and deported to Mexico. He returned in 2022 and went to Florida. And after being discovered in Sarasota in 2024, he was released under the Biden administration's Catch and Release program. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And as Florida's legislative session approaches what should be its final week, significant changes to property insurance seem unlikely. The Senate won't meet today and has no plans to address insurance bills early next week. The House is set to consider a bill aimed at improving payment standards for insurers, but House Speaker Daniel Perez says that the core issues in the property insurance market remain unresolved.
417 News Radio 92.3. Don't expect conditions to improve anytime soon as over 100 wildfires are burning across Florida, affecting some 3,800 acres. Fire officials say Florida will continue to be dry with little or no rain anytime soon. The largest fire burning is the Bee Island Fire. This is in Sarasota County. The National Weather Service says very low humidity, dry conditions are creating an elevated fire danger. Clayton Fire over in Panama City in Bay County. It is still, I'm not going to use the word raging, but it is still ignited.
Active, yeah.
It's 95% contained.
All righty, good to know. It's almost done. And a new effort is underway to detain hundreds of illegal immigrants in the state. Operation Tidal Wave started Monday with the goal to find and detain about 800 illegal immigrants across the state of Florida. Homeland Security leading the operation. The Miami Herald reports that the aim is to find those with criminal records or deportation orders.
All right, 418 News Radio 92.3. I wanted to get this story out here. We've been following this for the—I know I got this— I guess for a couple of hours now. Scambia deputies are investigating a report of a possible kidnapping. This is in the Perdido Key area, though at this time they have found really no evidence to verify the incident. I did get a chance to speak to Morgan Lewis. She's the PIO at the Sheriff's Department. She kind of explained what was going on here. There is a video circulating amongst social media that they're referencing this incident to that video. Do not be fooled. That video is 2 weeks old. Gosh. So a lot of people are getting misled by some knucklehead putting it up there and saying, oh, this is what... No, it's not what's happening.
Right.
If you see a video associated with this story, you can write it off. That is a two-week-old video. This morning, let me just set it up for you. This morning, reports began to surface about seeing a child being forced into a vehicle that began traveling across the Perdido Bay Bridge towards Lillian. Deputies are now going, and they're still kind of traversing the area. They were going door to door in the area to see if there were any witnesses or possibly maybe a surveillance camera, somebody's door camera or something like that, looking for anything that maybe somebody observed the incident. If you have any information regarding the case, you can contact Crime Stoppers. Their number, of course, 850-433-STOP. Or the sheriff's office at 850-436-9620.
All right, at just about 420 here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll be getting some deep dives into some national stories, some of the biggest stories happening across the country today. Coming up in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Owning a home is the American dream, but today's economy is challenging. Have you fallen behind on your mortgage payments? Many homeowners facing financial difficulty often feel lost and don't know where to turn for help. The airwaves are filled with offers of fast and simple relief. However, many find these offers often lead to damaged credit, higher debt, and ultimately the loss of one's home. If it seems like there's no way out, know there is legitimate help available. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is a nonprofit organization that has provided answers and concrete solutions to consumers in situations just like yours for more than 60 years. Our certified housing specialists will work with you to review your finances and create a custom plan that's right for your specific situation. NFCC member agencies provide free and affordable help and meet U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development standards. Call 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, you betcha. Stocks ending up this afternoon, carried by big tech stocks. Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher for a fourth straight session. The major averages also ending higher for the week, fueled by hopes for a de-escalation in President Trump's tariff battle with China, plus his retreat from threats to oust Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Tech was the best performing sector in the S&P 500, while consumer staples lagged. And shares of Alphabet rose 1.5% after the Google parent reported first quarter earnings that beat Wall Street expectations, driven by AI growth. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Salesforce and IBM, the Dow decliners, United Health, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 20 points, the Nasdaq higher by 217, S&P 500 up 40. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump says he talked with Chinese President Xi Jinping about making a trade deal. In an interview with Time magazine, he said that Xi had called him to talk about trade and said he didn't think that was a sign of weakness. China has denied that there have been any talks with the U.S. regarding trade. Meanwhile, Trump said that trade deals with other nations are about 3 to 4 weeks away.
Okay, 424, News Radio 92.3. A couple of things you need to know about this weekend, of course. Partial lane closures today on the Bob Sykes Bridge heading over to the island. After that crew's performing inspections on the span, all bridge lanes are expected to reopen tomorrow. And also this weekend, thousands gathering at the Florabama on the Florida-Alabama line to see who can hurl the fish the farthest. Yes, it is the mullet toss. It is always a crowd favorite to check that out. 425, Austin Price has a pretty good look at the weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, did have some heavy backups on I-10, and they're still there. If you're traveling eastbound towards Escambia Bay, heading in the direction of Pace and Milton, we do have some heavy backups in that area still. Also have an accident reported on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Not causing much backups at this time, but just keep an eye out for it. And then Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile ain't looking too good. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees. Going to be a low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog. Bleeding into your Saturday and Sunday, highs are going to be in the mid-80s. Sunny, mostly clear with a lows in the mid-60s.
Well, if you've been out house hunting, you've probably gone through a lot of sticker shock over the past few years here as it continues to grow. Springtime house hunting's here's a surprise for first time in downsizing home buyers. Wow. Let's just judge it, listen to this, and you tell me if it's a surprise or not. Teresa Crowley has the story.
Sticker shock. Now 233 American cities where the typical starter home will cost you more than $1 million. 5 years ago, it was just 85 cities. Zillow finds more than half are in California, followed by New York, New Jersey, Florida. But half of all states have at least $1 million town. Minnesota and Rhode Island just joined the club. Zillow's senior economist notes encouraging news. Nationally, the starter home average is still $192,000. This spring, more homes are hitting the market. Listings linger longer. Sellers are cutting prices. So he says buyers are starting to regain some negotiating power. Mortgage rates this week 6.8%, down from 7.2% a year ago. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Okay, high mortgage rates and rising prices discourage buyers, leading to a home sales slump to start the crucial spring buying season. Bank of America CEO Brian Monahan says things are a little complex going on.
Housing's been difficult because the rate structure moved up so fast and dramatically. It's sitting, you know, at a pretty high rate. Now, for people who own a house today, their mortgage rate's locked in under 3%, 60, 70% of them, they're fine. The move-in rates had nothing to do with them. For the people who want to buy a house, that's a different question.
And the Trump administration temporarily reinstating the legal status of international students whose records were canceled. A Justice Department lawyer announced during a court hearing in Oakland the records will be restored while ICE develops a new policy for handling terminated student statuses. This follows the recent revocation of visas for many international students, especially those involved in political protests or with past legal issues such as DUI.
Here's a couple of things you might want to take in tonight locally. The 2025 big screen on the Bayou returns at Bayview Park at East Hill. Curtain rises 7:30 for the movie Boys in the Boat. The event's free and open to the public. And over in Milton, of course, the 25 concert series Bands on the Blackwater continues tonight with the Crosstown Band. Curtain rises on the stage, 7 o'clock. Bring that lawn chair, blankets, and cooler. No glass containers. Leave the glass at home. Dogs are allowed while on a leash in Milton.
You said Boys in the Boat?
Yeah.
Okay. When you said Boys in the... I thought you were going to say
the
Boys...
The movie is Boys in the Boat.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were going to say Boys in the Hood. I'm like, that is such a choice for a movie.
I don't think so.
President Trump is going to hold a rally in Michigan next week to mark his first 100 days in office. President Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president is excited to return to the state on Tuesday. Trump's 100th day in office will be on Wednesday. The rally will take place at Macomb County College in Warren, just north of Detroit.
You know, I just love days like this. Beautiful weather conditions, Friday afternoon. Looks like traffic. I know you've been touching on the traffic, and basically there's really no hot spots this afternoon.
Yeah, outside of I-10 East, there's not too much going on.
Yeah, see, Austin's following this stuff. A newly released Fox News poll looks deeper into how voters feel about President Trump's moves on border security and immigration. Here's Grinnell Scott.
55% of poll respondents say they like the president's work on border security. On immigration, it's a near even split, 47% favorable and 48% unfavorable. Along that line, 46% think the administration is too tough on asylum seekers, and 44% feel it's also too tough on illegal immigrants. The president has often been critical of federal judges who block aspects of his political agenda. But in this latest poll, when asked about district judges challenging Trump policies, 58% say those judges are legitimately using their power, while 33% say those judges are unlawfully interfering. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Okay, busy day. Thanks for having us on. Go ahead, put a smile on your face. The weekend's here. Sunny, warm temps throughout the weekend in the 80s. Yellow flags flying on Pensacola Beach. Really concerned for rip currents. They're very light along the coastline today. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll look at some sports and a lot of local and national news on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The FBI has arrested a judge in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on charges she helped an illegal immigrant evade arrest by ICE. Authorities say Judge Hannah Dugan facilitated the escape after hearing into domestic violence accusations against the man. He was captured after a brief foot chase. Mayor Cavalier Johnson, critical of the judge's arrest.
I really do wish that the Trump administration would focus less on settling scores with perceived potential enemies and focus their attention more on things that really matter.
But Attorney General Pam Bondi says Dugan risked public safety. Luigi Mangione has been arraigned on federal murder charges.
Mangione has pleaded not guilty to these federal charges. Our courtroom producer said he appeared calm, despite the fact that federal prosecutors wrote in a late-night court filing they will seek the death penalty.
That's Fox's CB Cotton at Manhattan Federal Court. America's listening to Fox News.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Oh, what a beautiful afternoon. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, helping you go home today. Thanks for letting us jump on that ride home. We do appreciate that. Yeah, it is a nice day. It really is. 4:36, temps in the, I guess, low 80s around, upper 70s.
Exactly 80, yeah.
Something like that. I'm Chris Bryan with a look at the three things you really need to know this hour. Number one, an incident. This really came in. Austin and I were working this story last night trying to figure out what exactly was going on. We started getting reports about an incident happening in Pace. It was over at the youth sports complex on Shemuckla Highway. Well, it sparked reports of an active shooter. Spent families, of course, very scared, and they sent those families running. It's now under investigation by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The Pace Athletic Recreation Association said that a man threatened to shoot an umpire and implied he had a gun in his truck. Witnesses say the confrontation sent kids' parents into a panic, and then the ballpark was evacuated. Good outcome of this story. No one has been arrested for the incident at this time, but it is under investigation.
And secondly here, affordable military housing took center stage at yesterday's Pensacola City Council meeting. Council members voted to authorize $790,660 to buy land for an affordable military housing project. Mayor D.C. Reeves said earlier in the week that before the vote, there isn't a location identified as of yet for the project. The grant requires that the city close on a property by June 30th of 2027. Under the terms of the grant, the city must buy land and have the housing built and in use by military members within 5 years of the purchase.
And here comes number three, a very interesting story unraveling in Wisconsin. FBI, they've arrested a judge this morning for allegedly hiding a previously deported illegal immigrant in her jury room in order to stop him from being arrested by ICE. Boy, I'm going to tell you, Pam Bondi's not going happy about this one at all. She is not. She's just going off the rails. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan, that's her name, was arrested and charged with obstruction of an official proceeding after evidence confirmed she had indeed shielded the migrant from ICE agents. She was also charged with concealing an individual to prevent discovery and arrest. Federal agents attempted to arrest an undocumented male, Mexican national, following his scheduled criminal court appearance before Dugan. This happened back on April 18th to face three misdemeanor battery charges for allegedly beating up two people. Dugan demanded that the officers proceed to the chief judge's office, and after his hearing, escorted Flores Ruiz and his attorney out of a restricted back jury door, bypassing the public area where agents were waiting in order to help him avoid arrest. We're learning more about this. I think we're going to learn more about Pam Bondi's comments in terms of how the government's going to proceed with this case. So there's the top three we're looking at this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Two quarterbacks picked in the first round of the NFL draft. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Cam Ward from Miami went first overall to the Tennessee Titans. Jackson Dart from Ole Miss taken 25th by the Giants, who with the third selection got edge rusher Abdul Carter from Penn State. The Raiders took running back Ashton Jeanty from Boise State. Two-way star Travis Hunter from Colorado was taken second by the Jaguars, who traded up with the Browns to get that pick. Hunter's college teammate, quarterback Shador Sanders, not drafted in the first round. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight in Green Bay. NBA playoffs, monumental comeback, second largest ever in an NBA playoff game. The Oklahoma City Thunder trailed the Memphis Grizzlies by as many as 29 points. It was 67-40 Memphis late in the second quarter when Grizzly star Ja Morant suffered a hip contusion and was lost for the game. In the second half, Memphis totaled fewer points than it had scored in each of the first two quarters individually. The Thunder outscored the Grizzlies after halftime 63-31 to win the game 114-108 and go up 3-0. Game 4 tomorrow. In Detroit, the Knicks beat the Pistons 118-116 for a 2-1 series lead. Karl Anthony Towns scored 31 for New York, which got 30 points from Jalen Brunson. Game 4 Sunday in Detroit, where the Pistons have now lost 8 straight playoff games since 2008. In their first playoff game at their new home, Intuit Dome, the Clippers clobbered the Nuggets in Game 3, 117-83. Los Angeles leads 2-1, Game 4 tomorrow. Hockey, second straight overtime win for the Maple Leafs over the Senators, 3-2. Toronto up 3-0. The Blues got within 2-1 against the Jets. Pavel Buchnevich scored a hat-trick in St. Louis's 7-2 win. The reigning cup champion Panthers went up 2-0 on the Lightning, with a 2-0 win in Tampa. Kirill Kaprizov scored two more goals for the Wild, who beat the Golden Knights 5-2 for a 2-1 series lead. Kaprizov tied for the playoffs lead with 7 points in 3 games. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NFL fans will find out their favorite team's schedule for the 2025 season next month. The league announced at the NFL draft last night that next season's schedule will be unveiled May 14th. The 2025 season will see 7 international games, and the schedule will also feature games on Thanksgiving and Christmas. By the way, rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft are tonight. Second round gets underway at 6 o'clock.
You know, I thought that was pretty interesting because they paraded these two nice little ladies out on the stage, and they built this thing up. The big thing's coming. Here's a promo you can't miss.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And it's like, huh? I missed something there. So I guess we'll find out about the schedule. What is it, May 24th, May 14th, something?
May 14th, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about race cars. Friday, it's time to talk racing here. NASCAR heads to Talladega. That's a great track. I don't know if you've ever been up there, but that is a great track.
Infamous for racing.
Just legendary. Chase Elliott is looking for a big win up there. Fox's Joe Morgan has more in Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
After having a weekend off, the NASCAR Cup Series returns on Sunday, and a legendary track takes center stage. Talladega Super Speedway hosts the Jack Links 500 as NASCAR kicks off a lengthy stretch. Chase Elliott joined Fox and Friends on Thursday with the season in full swing.
Long season. You know, for us, it's a marathon, right? February all the way to November. And as you get into these kind of spring, summer months, you're kind of getting into that stretch. You're seeing kind of where everybody's stacking up, and Talladega is a big race for us on the schedule.
For the next 28 weekends, a race will be held through the November 2nd championship race in Phoenix. Elliott will be looking for his third win at Talladega and the 20th Cup Series victory of his career. Kyle Larson is coming off a win at Bristol Motor Speedway, where he led 411 of 500 laps in the Food City 500. It was Larson's second victory of the season, and he enters Talladega ranked fourth in the Cup Series standings. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the NBA playoffs roll on tonight with a trio of games. The Celtics taking on the Magic in Game 3 at 6 p.m. At 7, we got the Pacers trying to go up 3-0 when they take on the Bucks in Milwaukee, and then it's the Lakers taking on the Timberwolves at 8:30. Meanwhile, on the hockey side of things, the NHL playoffs continue tonight with 3 games of their own. The Canadiens hosting the Capitals at 6. At 7, the Carolina Hurricanes taking on the New Jersey Devils. And last but not least, the LA Kings taking on the Edmonton Oilers at 9.
And the Panthers are doing a number on my Tampa Bay Lightning, let me tell you. They're up 2-0. It's hard to come back from the Panthers with being down 2-0. For the east side of the hockey equation. Wahoos gave a stellar performance Thursday evening. Pensacola down to Knoxville 3-0. Tonight's first pitch going out at 6:05. And, you know, while the NFL is drafting its next stars, the Wahoos playing baseball, there's still football being played. Here it is. Robert Ray has more from Birmingham.
The NFL draft may be happening, but, hey, more importantly, the UFL on Fox, and that is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, the Birmingham Stallions versus the Memphis Showboats. And by the way, if you haven't watched this, the incredible plays on the field and the technology that Fox is bringing to your broadcast is outrageous, unbelievable. Camera shots from helmets, pylons, and mic'd up coaches bring you right into the hot seat. Immersive football, the best you can get. Tonight on Fox, the UFL.
And last but not least, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Besides Shador Sanders falling out of the first round, I was most surprised by Will Johnson, even with the knee injury, not going in the first 32 picks of the 2025 NFL Draft. And whoever drafts him today will get a player with top 10 talent. And after that, I was also shocked that tight end Tyler Warren at Penn State landed at 14 to the Indianapolis Colts. I thought the Jets at 7 and the Panthers at 8 could have taken him, but I was absolutely shocked when the Bears passed on him at 10 for another tight end in Colston Loveland. I'm Zach Gelb.
Empower. Tim collects bobbleheads, a lot of bobbleheads, baseball bobbleheads, race car bobbleheads, little chihuahua bobbleheads. He's got an entire room strictly for bobbleheads. Does he need them? No. Is his wife mad about it? A little, but Tim works with Empower, and he got good at money, so he can be a little bad. Ooh, horse bobblehead. Classy, Tim. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at empower.com.
You know what's better than a limited-time deal? An unlimited-time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never-frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Okay, 446, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at our weather and local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. If you're looking for the right Medicare health coverage, visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. That's expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Looking at the roads here, Chris, got some backup still on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But a lot of the issues we had traveling eastbound towards Escambia Bay have seemingly cleared out. Also got our usual afternoon traffic on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and maybe a little bit on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees on the local scale. Tonight's going to be a low of 67. This weekend's going to have highs in the mid-80s and lows just a little bit below 70.
Nice local snapshot of the weather. Let me just take you on the national level now. A wet weekend in store for multiple regions around the U.S. this weekend. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be a risk over the central U.S. spreading into the eastern U.S. the next few days. Some areas could experience strong winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and heavy rain that could lead to flooding. Rain, however, will be welcome news for the large wildfire burning over New Jersey to help firefighters this weekend. We've got another round of severe storms coming Monday and Tuesday next week for the midsection of the country, so please stay alert to the latest watches and warnings. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. With consumer confidence tumbling, demand for commercial air travel is waning even further. Customer interest in buying business jets has fallen by 49% since March, according to the Barclays Business Jet Indicator Survey. The composite 12-month score based on five metrics tumbled from 52 to 40. A composite score in the low 40s indicates the market is slowing, according to Barclays. Amazon sellers are said to be raising prices on hundreds of top-selling items as they confront higher import costs in the wake of President Trump's tariffs. Roughly 25% of price increases in recent weeks have come from sellers based in China, according to Smart Scout data. On Wall Street, stocks were higher during the final session of trading this week, the Dow gaining 20 points, the S&P up by 40, and the NASDAQ grew by 1.2%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, just a beautiful Friday afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. California rising on the global stage, reaching one rank higher on a list of the largest global economies. San Francisco's Fox 2's Tom Vicar has an explanation for us.
According to the International Monetary Fund and the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, California has now become the world's fourth largest economy. California's $1.4 trillion economy is fourth only behind the entire U.S., China, and Germany, and has now overtaken Japan, a nation with almost three times California's population. And get this, another notch down, India, the world's most populated country, is behind California's economy, even though its population of 1.4 billion is 37 times that of the Golden States. Governor Newsom says at 6% annual growth, California's economy is growing at a faster rate than the world's top three economies, especially those of China and Germany.
And a new electric vehicle startup, backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, headed to the market. Slate Auto, headquartered in Michigan, made its debut last night at a design studio in Long Beach, California, promising electric trucks for under $20,000 with a federal tax credit. The trucks are rather low-tech when it comes to amenities compared to competitors. With manual windows and no informational screen, the company plans to build its trucks in Indiana.
Okay, this is interesting. American workers are preparing themselves to accept jobs for less money over anxiety of a possible recession. Carolyn Elliott does have the story.
The New York Fed asked Americans what is the lowest salary they would take for a job. The answer, a little over $74,000 a year. And that's down from just 6 months ago when the answer was over $82,000 a year. According to the New York Fed, right now a lot of people are worried about a possible recession. And an analyst with Bankrate says for many, a lower paycheck is still better than no paycheck at all. Now, Bankrate tells us historically expectations for paychecks do go up and down, but even the New York Fed described this as a significant decline. Caroline Elliott, Fox News.
451 News Radio 92.3, a look into a healthier you only minutes away. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Alex Andrade, who has been the subject of attacks by Governor DeSantis after his investigation of the Hope Florida Foundation and Attorney General James Uthmeyer. Will NPR and PBS have their funding cut off? A very interesting hearing over that exact question. Are they biased or unbiased news sources? And have you seen the proposed new Pensacola Beach welcome sign / toll booth? And what do you think about it? A lot of people seem to not love the design. You can listen to the discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Today's health news.
You betcha it is. Officials in San Francisco unveiling a new 24/7 behavioral health clinic. Now, this is in San Francisco. I'm just going off on a limb here thinking about what that clinic's all about. We're going to find out. Here's Fox 2 in San Francisco, Christian Gafton.
The aim of the facility is to create a space where trained responders, police, firefighters, paramedics, and street teams can bring those in need of mental health care, drug counseling, or housing services. Workers on the city's street teams say this facility fills a critical gap for those who don't need emergency services but shouldn't be left on the streets. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie said the facility is necessary to help prevent the average of 2 deaths per day on the city's streets from drugs and homelessness. Having this new 24/7 facility staffed with doctors, nurses, and addiction specialists as an option, he says, will save lives.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's going on?
Well, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Chris, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Not too much going on outside of that, though. As for our weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog in the area. Saturday and Sunday going to be sunny, mostly clear, highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-60s.
456, boy, the day's sliding by here heading into the weekend. Go ahead and smile. Yeah, it's almost here. National Institutes of Health is pushing back on viral claims that it's creating an autism registry to uncover the condition's root cause. This is interesting. Here's Alexandria Hoff with more on the report.
The department indicates that data that they're going to be using is already available for research in an effort to have some answers by September on the root cause of autism. But the issue, according to the NIH director and explained at a Council of Councils meeting this week, was that health and environmental data needed for this kind of national research was so fragmented that it needed to be compiled in one place. So a platform is being established. Secretary Kennedy said earlier this month that having agencies share data will make it easier, as will technology.
And the Pentagon restarting gender-affirming care for transgender service members. A Defense Department memo dated April 21st says the department will restore surgical procedures and cross-sex hormone therapy to service members and their dependents. The memo was signed by the Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs and says that service members and all other covered beneficiaries 19 years of age or older may receive appropriate care for their diagnosis of gender dysphoria.
All right. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is considering removing the COVID vaccine from the CDC's list of recommended vaccines for children. Wow, this is very exciting. Marty McCary has more, as he says he agrees to the measure.
Those recommendations live at the CDC, but if you want my personal opinion, I don't think a healthy, thin 12-year-old little girl needs a ninth COVID booster shot.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Alrighty, well, a federal judge allowing the video showing Sean Diddy Combs assaulting his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, to be shown in his upcoming trial in New York City. The 2016 video shows the music mogul running after Ventura and then shoving, kicking, and dragging her in the hallway at an L.A. hotel. The disgraced hip-hop mogul's attorneys had argued the video was manipulated, but the judge ruled the video is fair and accurate.
I remember seeing that. Didn't he drag her into the elevator or something to that?
I thought that was Ray Rice. He dragged her out of the elevator.
A bunch of knuckleheads. That's all it is going on. A therapy dog in Wisconsin inspires her owner to make a scholarship in her name. Here we go. This is Brett Lemoyne from Delafield, Wisconsin.
People like being around her.
Lake Country Fire and Rescue Assistant Chief Matthew Herder had the 10-year-old black lab by his side at work and at home since she was a puppy. Tesla was the department's credentialed therapy dog. She helped first responders process daily stress and was there for the community whenever someone needed a hug.
You could tell that when you walked into a room, it got better.
Herder says most public safety departments don't have the budget for therapy dogs. He says training and care can add up to $20,000. So he set up a scholarship in Tesla's memory.
To make sure that the financial worries of agencies and handlers aren't something that comes into consideration.
It's a testament to a dog who brought comfort wherever she went and to the man who knows she'll keep making a difference.
In Delafield, Brett Lemoyne, Fox News.
And a lawsuit over the rights to Superman being tossed by a federal judge. The estate of Superman co-creator Joseph Schuster sued Warner Bros. Discovery, alleging the company had lost the international rights to the character and looked to block the release of this summer's Superman film in countries such as Canada, Ireland, and Australia, among others.
All right. Beachgoers, well, you're going to experience partial lane closures this afternoon on the Sykes Bridge. FDOT crews performing inspections on the span. Don't forget about the two events. I want to make sure you know about this week. Again, of course, Floribama doing the mullet toss. They get that underway over at the Key tomorrow. And then tonight, a couple of concerts, big screen. Well, actually, this is the movie. Big Screen on the Bayou returns tonight at Bayview Park in East Hill. Boys in the Boat is featured. And then the Bands on the Blackwater concert tonight with the Crosstown Band. Pretty good evening. This is News Radio 92.3.
2.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.